With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Senate Democrats are proving to be President Biden's strongest supporters in the wake of his poor debate performance last week. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Calls have arisen inside the Democrat ranks to replace Biden as the party's nominee, fearing he cannot win after his diminished health was on full display in the debate. None of those calls, though, are coming from inside the U.S. Senate. That's where Democrats say Biden remains the party's best shot at defeating Donald Trump in November. Democrat Ben Cardin told reporters, quote, Joe Biden might have had a bad evening, but we don't want four bad years under Donald Trump. Biden served in the Senate for 36 years before being tapped as vice president for Barack Obama. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, the crash of a small plane kills five family members. Correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The Federal Aviation Administration says the single-engine plane crashed Sunday afternoon in a wooded area. New York State Police say the wreckage of the plane and the remains of the five victims were found Sunday night in the town of Masonville. Drones, all-terrain vehicles, and helicopters searched the crash site about 125 miles northwest of New York City. Police say the family was returning to Georgia after attending a tournament in Cooperstown, the home of the Baseball Hall of Fame. The FAA and the National Transportation Safety Board are investigating the crash. I'm Mike Hempen.
Police say the 12-year-old Texas girl who was killed by two illegal immigrants was also sexually assaulted. The Harris County DA said last week that if there was evidence of a rape, it puts the death penalty on the table. It's likely the state will now ask a judge to hold the men without bond until trial. The suspects are both from Venezuela, and they had crossed the border illegally. They were released by the Border Patrol. This is SRN News. Tennessee prays.
Republican Governor Bill Lee has signed a resolution urging residents to pray every day in the month of July for God to heal the state. The resolution mentions, quote, violence committed upon its citizens by other citizens, violent crime in the schools, and the flow of deadly fentanyl and other drugs. The Tennessee resolution recalls similar calls to prayer and fasting by presidents, governors, and members of the Founding Fathers, dating all the way back to the birth of this country. Officials in other states say they might follow Tennessee's lead on the matter. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Jews in the predominantly Muslim region of Dagestan in southern Russia say they're determined to regroup and rebuild following a deadly attack by Muslim terrorists on Christian and Jewish houses of worship in two cities last month. The attacks killed 21 people and injured at least 43 others in the region in the North Caucasus on the Caspian Sea. This is SRN News. Boeing announces plans to acquire key supplier Spirit AeroSystems for $4.7 billion.
Boeing says the move will improve plane quality and safety. Boeing previously owned Spirit, and the purchase would reverse a long-time company strategy of outsourcing key work on its passenger planes. That approach has been criticized as problems at Spirit disrupted production and delivery of popular Boeing jetliners.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting, concerns about safety came to a head after the January blowout of a panel on an Alaska Airlines 737 MAX 9 at 16,000 feet over Oregon. Authorities say a man bitten by a shark over the weekend on Florida's northeast coast is recovering. Officials from the Nassau County Sheriff's Office north of Jacksonville found the victim aboard a boat on Friday with a severe shark bite on his arm. It was the third shark attack in Florida in June. More details at SRNnews.com.